anything can and does happen. So you get stranded somewhere, and it's 10 o'clock at night, and you're out in the middle of a field. And the nearest town is not walking distance. So I learned a number of things that summer. I learned that I could sleep fine in a field or on a rock or in a doorway. I didn't have to have a bed. I slept just fine. One time I remember I slept in a cornfield and it was pouring rain all night long. All night I was soaked. I didn't get sick. I slept fine. I was wet. And without intending it, accidentally, so many attachments were seen through because of that experience. Because everywhere I went, it kept happening. I kept getting stranded. And I saw that I didn't have to eat every single day. I saw that I didn't have to have a chair to sit in. Now, up until then, I really thought something terrible would happen if I didn't have a comfortable place to sleep. That if I went a day without eating, I'd be starving and it would be terrible. But it wasn't. I'd get stranded, no place to get anything to eat. I wouldn't eat all day. I just kept walking. And nothing bad happened. I slept in the rain in a cornfield, nothing bad happened. And one by one, it started to dawn on me that all these things, I didn't have these words then, but it started to dawn on me somehow that these were attachments and that they were really bogus. And really, what is all that? Just preferences. We've been taught, most of us, to have a preference to have a bed to sleep in. Well, turns out that's not really required, that you can sleep fine without it. We've been taught to have a preference that we should have three meals, at least two or three meals a day. Turns out I could have no meals a day and feel just fine. I didn't know that before because I'd never experienced going a day with no meals. I'd never experienced not sleeping in a bed, or at least a sleeping bag, something. But just lay out in a cornfield, I'd never experienced that. So it opened my eyes to something that I'd never considered, that all these things weren't really necessary. They weren't absolutely required to be okay. This was a huge revelation. I wouldn't have believed it had you told me. I had to experience it. And something changed permanently from that summer because of that. Some kind of level of fear that I'd apparently always lived with dropped away. And I'm only giving that example because it shows the process. The process is the same no matter what. The process of seeing through one's own preferences is the same. Doesn't matter how it comes or how it happens to you. It can happen, again, I'll say, the intellect is not the enemy, because it can happen purely intellectually. You can just think your way through that and get to the point where you see my preferences aren't the be-all and end-all I thought they were. I learned it the next year again, because I lived for a while on a Israeli kibbutz. I lived on a commune. And I was shocked when I found out what the system was, because the system was that you eat communally. That means they divide up the work based on what people are good at or what people like. So they had people who were the cooks, and they have a communal dining room. So you don't choose what to have for breakfast, what to have for lunch, and what to have for dinner. The cook chooses it. And when they first told me that the first day, I said, this is terrible. What do you mean I don't get to choose what I have for dinner? And I thought, this is the end of the world, because they're going to serve something for dinner that I'm not going to want to eat, and then what am I going to do? But it didn't work that way. It turned out that they served really good food, and that anything they served, if I tried it, seemed to be pretty good. And it only took 2-3 days for me to finally recognize very quickly that the system works fine. I don't have to choose what to eat. It doesn't make that big a difference. I wouldn't have known that. I really was shocked that first day they told me that. I really thought, if I have to eat what somebody else decides the meal is, this is horrendous.